Today's devotion is entitled, Jesus Set His Face, by Pastor Matt Zickler, Grace, Western Springs. When the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead of him, who went and entered a village of the Samaritans to make preparations for him. But the people did not receive him, because his face was set toward Jerusalem. Luke 9:51-53. When God turns his face toward something, that means good things. It means that he sees what his face is toward. It means he remembers what his face is toward, and when God remembers things, he does something about them. When Jesus set his face toward Jerusalem, that meant really good things. It meant that he had a singular focus, a focus on the cross. He knew where he was supposed to go and what would happen to him. As he says, thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations. This meant that Jesus knew exactly what he was to do, how it was to happen, and what he was accomplishing in the midst of it. As you read this, know that this means good things for you. Although your dedication is divided, although your attention and allegiances are divided, his are not. He has dedication to one thing, you. He came to this world singularly focused on living the perfect life under the law. He came with the intent to accomplish what you couldn't. He came to suffer and die the death you deserve, so that you would have life in his name. This means good things for you, because it means that just as the Father's face was turned in the forsaking of the Son on the cross, now in singular focus, the face of God is looking upon you. The Son promises, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. It means that just as Jesus turned and faced Jerusalem, he turned to you in your baptism, and by that work on the cross, shows that he does things for you. He remembers you. He cares for you and blesses you with that work. And he promises this in all things. No matter what else you see, you can know this promise he makes to you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.